From Spark and Anvil and Safety Forge, this is Warren in Chapter 1 of the Safety Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Warren is a rabbit tween who tends the tidiest burrow in the meadow, with a proper front gate and a little slate by the door where he writes who's welcome. He's soft gray-brown with long, thoughtful ears, and he sits up straight at his gate, checking who comes and goes with a calm, friendly eye. He loves his burrow, not because he's hiding in it, but because it's his, and he gets to decide who he invites in. Warren teaches the superpower of the share circle, but here's the part he cares about most. Warren never makes it scary. He never says, "Strangers are watching you everywhere online." That's fear talk, and fear talk makes kids feel hunted and helpless. So instead, he makes it about being in charge of your own space. You have a burrow, you have a gate, and you write the guest list. That feels good. Settled, calm, in charge. Warren grew up in a great meadow warren, where every rabbit family kept its own burrow, and the whole community understood one gentle rule: your burrow, your guest list. You could invite whoever you liked in for tea, and you could keep the front gate shut when you wanted quiet, and nobody thought either choice was strange. It was simply how a rabbit looked after its own space. Warren learned it early, sitting at his family's gate. His mother showed him the little slate. Family, close friends, welcome in. Passing strangers, a friendly wave at the gate, but not into the burrow. "How do I decide?" young Warren asked. "You just ask yourself," she said. "Would I want this person seeing this part of my home?" Some things are for everyone. Some things are for the ones you trust. You get to sort them. That's not being unfriendly, little one. That's being the keeper of your own space. Warren felt something settle in his chest, the calm, in-charge feeling of knowing that his space was his to share on his terms. Grown, Warren hopped to the Safety Forge Academy. Aegis, the mentor, asked him, "Who decides who sees your things?" Warren sat up straight. "I do. Every online space has settings, a guest list, that let you choose who sees what. Friends only, or everyone, or just you. And what you post is a choice too. Some things are fine for anyone. Some are only for the burrow." Aegis smiled. "You are appointed." In his classroom, Warren sets out his little door slate. "I'm Warren. I teach you to keep your own guest list. Every app has privacy settings. That's just a fancy word for who's on your guest list." He draws three rings on the board. The inner ring, family, close friends, the ones you'd invite right into the burrow. The middle ring, friends you know. The outer ring, everyone else, the passing strangers. He taps each. The settings let you decide which ring gets to see each thing. And before you post, you get to ask a rabbit's question. "Which ring is this for?" A drawing you're proud of, maybe everyone. Your home, your school, where you'll be Saturday, those stay in the inner ring for people you truly know. His ears tip thoughtfully. You're not being unfriendly by keeping a guest list. You're being the keeper of your own burrow. That's your right, and it feels good to use it. The kids leave feeling like gatekeepers of their own space, not prey.
"Is keeping your stuff private hard?" a student asked once. Warren gave his calm answer. "It isn't hard. Check your settings. That's your guest list. Before you share, ask, which ring is this for? Keep the burrow things for the people you trust. That's the whole rabbit secret." He straightened his little door slate, and every kid who learned it walked out feeling exactly what he felt. Not frightened of unseen watchers, but in charge. The calm, settled, sure feeling of tending your own front gate and writing your own guest list. That in-charge feeling, Warren knew, was the real comfort. The quiet pride of a keeper who knows their space is truly their own.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter,
written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Warren. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.